Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What are we dishing about today?
Travis Barker, he's flying high off Kourtney Kardashian's Love, we will explain.
Plus, Candy Burris says this boy group needed to act like men and show her some R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And later, we have a dish debate on a topic that's making rounds on Twitter, all because of Steve Harvey.
Okay, so I cannot wait. Let's get right on into it. Heidi, what you got?
Well, Portia, it looks like Anne Heche is spilling some tea about her relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. If you forgot, because it was so long ago, Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres were together from 1997 to 2000. Let me see. That's according to my lesbian newsletter. yes, that is right. She recently made a TikTok video, and she went through her different looks that she's had on the red carpet and some of her most iconic fashion looks. And when she stopped at the outfit that she wore to the 1998 Golden Globes with her ex, Ellen DeGeneres, this is what she had to say. Take a look.
Why do I look like a hippie? It's because Ellen didn't want me dressed sexy. Bye, no.
Sherry, you think Ellen didn't want Anne to dress sexy on the red carpet for a reason? I mean, what would that be?
I don't know, girl, because normally when, and this is what I ask you, Heidi, because you are with a woman, is that different? Because usually when you're with a man, he wants you to dress sexy because he likes to show you off to other, this is my woman. So I'm asking to be with another woman. Is that like a thing between lesbians where they go, no, I don't want no other woman looking at my woman?
Not at all. Not at all, because my ass has the best ass in the business. Her ass is amazing. So when she has like a certain pair of pants on, or something.
I think we're actually kind of thinking about this wrong. I think we're thinking about it like relationship where someone could be jealous. Really, it's just female on female. She hated on her. That's all it was. She wanted the attention. She has nothing to do with her thinking a woman is looking at her. She just wanted to look better. Because her outfit wasn't even a cute hippie outfit, to be honest.
Okay.
Ellen got the right to fade away because all she's doing is this. Her mate is auditioning for the damn next woman. So you gonna look just like this, honey, in a box. Nobody gonna look at you.
Gary, you need to stop. You need to stop because, Gary, you're gonna wear your sparkly little jacket regardless.
These two just can't contain their love. I'm talking about Travis Barker and his lady, Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, right.
I love it.
They recently took a romantic trip to a luxury resort in Utah, and Travis shared a few photos of them doing all sorts of adventures high in the sky. The one that stood out was the one of him and Kourtney kissing on the ledge of a cliff with the caption, "No longer afraid of heights."
Ooh.
Now, if you don't remember, in case you forgot, Travis survived a plane crash.
Oh, that's right.
Back in 2008.
Oh, wow.
Might be the reason he has a fear. So, Portia.
Whoa.
What do you think Kourtney had to do to get him to face his fears and try this?
I actually don't have to think about that or guess about that. Did y'all see her sucking his pinky or his thumb? Like,
she has
the tricks of the trade to help her mate get past any fear, okay?
Nothing like a tongue in your mouth to calm you down.
Shut up real quick.
That's a bumper sticker right there.
But this is official, guys. When you're with someone, like with my ex, I helped him get over fear of water, being in a big body of water, jumping in there. That means that you really trust that person. There's some real love there. So I actually take it back. I think they may be for the long run because this is a big deal.
This is a question for everybody. Have you guys ever faked anything you really didn't like just because it was new and it was fresh and it was the honeymoon period?
I faked a lot in the beginning.
Brett, I remember when you were on the Tamron Hall show, you said you were really nervous when you met Jessica. Was there anything in order to calm your nervousness, like you had to fake your way through it?
Not really. I smoked a lot of weed to keep my nerves calm, though.
For sure.
Sounds about right.
Oh, well, it looks like this particular boy group was on Candy Burris's bad side once upon a time. So, during a recent Instagram Live with Eddie LeVert Sr. and his daughter, Ryan, Candy was asked about her experiences working with various big artists throughout her career in music. And Candy revealed she did have a bad experience with one particular group. Take a look.
I had a bad experience in the studio with Boyz II Men. I don't think I ever been disrespected like that before in a studio in my life. It was crazy.
Brett, you being the musician extraordinaire, they seem like, Boyz II Men seem like such nice guys. Are you surprised?
I'm really surprised because Candy is so sweet, and then they were always so nice to me every time I met them. So I don't know what happened, but it's take a lot to get on Candy's bad side because she's reasonable and she keep it 100. So they must have been
that
shady.
That might be a little, Brett, that might be a little crush situation. Like when you're young and you're like, you know, you have those weird feelings, and instead of letting yourself feel that way, I mean, Boyz II Men, but you're feeling a certain way about her, so it's a little pull on the pigtails, and maybe it got misconstrued. Like, they're rude, but yet they were crushing.
And you know, Heidi, I think you have a point, because I think this was more of a situation of when they were boys as opposed to them turning into men. Because boys in school, what they pull your hair, they like you, they're mean to you because they like you. This was them being just boys. But now she's
Crack, does that still happen as a grown man? Because if that's the case, I think Frank Kramer is deeply in love with me.
You know, everybody has a different love language, so you never know.
All right, go ahead and just say it now.
I love you, please. Love you. Kiss me.
Well, we already have singer-turned-talk show host Kelly Clarkson. And now it looks like John Mayer may be the next one to take over the talk show game. So, reportedly, John is in talks to host the late-night talk show on Paramount+. Titled later this year, creatively, John Mayer. Now, there's some potential gold here because John Mayer has dated everybody. Now, Heidi, do you think he will have his exes on the show? Like, I mean, there's Jessica Simpson. The list goes on and on.
Well, here's the thing, Headcrack. I read Jessica Simpson's book and the things that she has to say about John Mayer. Pretty sure she's not going on his talk show.
Ooh, right.
So I'm pretty sure she's not going to be on the show. But maybe Katy Perry or Jennifer Aniston, maybe.
This is going to work opposite for him. I think everybody else is looking at it like, oh, he has all these exes. They can be on the show. No, that's the thing. He's dated every damn body in Hollywood. And I would not be on my ex's show. So he's not going to be able to find anybody to be on his show. Because
when
he's
good
everybody.
Friends with Andy Cohen, Portia, you think that's why he want to do the show?
Of course, Andy has rubbed off on him, but Andy doesn't have a trail of Hollywood A-list exes either. So,
yes, he does. He's called the Housewives.
Well, guys, it's time for Dish Debate.
All right. Yay!
Okay, so Steve Harvey is currently being dragged on social media after an old interview clip resurfaced where he claimed that he did not have any female friends and that men and women cannot ever just be friends. Take a look.
Me sitting down being honest, all of my friends are men. I don't have female friends. I don't. I'm incapable of that.
Steve Harvey is speaking to his personal truth. He's not saying that was for every guy, but for him, you're going to have more people trying to be your friend of the opposite sex than the average person, and I think he knows his limitations. So,
Marjorie
he's speaking to his truths.
That's his limitations. Marjorie ain't having it.
This is news to me that he's getting drugged for this, because when I saw this clip, I was actually proud of the fact that, yes, it's because he has a wife, but not all about his wife. It's about him knowing himself and knowing that if you're my friend, I can't call you a friend because I will have sex with you.
Ladies, including Gary, are you okay with your man having female friends?
I want to hear this.
Mine's going to have female friends, honey. I encourage female friends, honey. So not a bunch of queens, honey.
All right, up next, find out what singer just discovered their Instagram DM request folder for the first time. Wow, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, if you're a celebrity and you've been trying to get in contact with T-Pain through his Instagram DMs and he hasn't responded yet, well, there's a valid reason why he's ghosting you, y'all. He didn't know where to look. Wow, check it out.
I was today years old when I found out about the request folder on Instagram that's full of celebs trying to reach me. dude, is that Fergie? SMH.
Oh, you sound like
wow.
All right, man. Wow. Come on. Has that happened to any of you, y'all?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, because of this story, I now know why Megan Good never responded to me, because I DM'd her and I asked her who was doing her eyebrows. And I was like, well, dang, wow. Megan, you can't tell me the tea.
Right.
And maybe you can tell her the sauce. Right, like
I'm
right.
Yeah. I DM Snoop in his DMs, and I say, "Hey Snoop, this is Sherry Shepherd. I love your show. That's the one he did with Martha Stewart, and I would really like to be on it." And he never got back to me. No. My feelings was like, not that Snoop would.
You kind of feel a little type of way.
Sherry, Snoop Dogg was just ignoring you, Mama. He read the DM. He just ignored you. He didn't want to talk
but
to you.
I did get booked on the show, so all maybe right. He was like, "I don't have to answer her. I'll just bring her on." I like to think that.
Check this out, y'all. T-Pain missed DMs from Viola Davis, Fergie, Diplo, and the list goes on. I legit feel like this man lost money by not reading his DMs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Portia, how do you think these celebrities felt by being ghosted? Do you think they felt some type of way?
Hell yeah, they felt some type of way, because at the end of the day, they are like, hell yeah, they're celebrities. And that says a lot. You know, we feel like with the blue check,
right. You
know, that means we go to priority. So for someone not to see it, it's like, well, damn, I haven't seen that blue check come through, and you don't ignore me.
If I took the time to reach out, I was already nervous to reach out.
I mean, not for nothing, I want to know what that Viola Davis DM was about. Like, what did she say, T-Pain?
Buy me a drink. Okay, y'all, moving on. Comedian Anthony Jeselnik was spilling the tea on his podcast about a comedian he's got a little beef with. So this comic showed up unannounced to a show Anthony was headlining, asked management to go on for 5 minutes before him, and ended up staying for 40 minutes, and then they didn't want to introduce him because they couldn't do it with enthusiasm. Now, Anthony never said who it was, but the internet investigators think they figured out who he was talking about, and that would be Leslie Jones. Sherry, Anthony returned his appearance fee, honey, and he left the club that night. What would you have done being a comedian yourself?
You know, etiquette always says you always go to management and you ask, and then they ask the headliner, is it okay if this person comes up to do a guest spot? The headliner gets to say yes or no. That's what the etiquette says. It typically, the guest person is not supposed to introduce the headliner. So I can see why Leslie, but what Leslie did was when she got up there, she not only did a guest spot, she did like an additional 25 or 30 minutes more.
She stole
more.
The show.
She stole the show. And I know that Linnell and Leslie Jones finally squashed their beef when they were both on the Cat Williams tour.
That like secret beef?
Yeah, they had some beef, and it was about the Cat Williams tour. Linnell didn't have any beef with Leslie. Leslie was holding on to that. They squashed it when they got on Coming to America. And, you know, comics go through this all the time.
Yeah, y'all trying to get y'all place in the industry.
We trying to get our money, Portia. I ain't got no time to be feuding with you. I want my money.
Well, our good friend Jason Lee, honey, of Hollywood Unlocked is cooking up something juicy, honey, on Fox. So what's going on the show tonight, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is all new tonight on Fox Soul. We have a show full of hot tea discussing the Oscars, how they were so black, and LeBron James under fire, plus Tristan Thompson's out of control penis. So make sure you don't miss it at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxsoul.tv.
Thanks, Jason. Coming up, find out which restaurant kicked out Adam Sandler.
Whoa.
That story plus more when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, grab a drink because it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
By season 14 of Dish Nation, we're gonna sink that.
I feel good about it. That was perfect.
All right, you're gonna like this, Sherry. You're gonna like this. Newly single Alex Rodriguez, fresh off his split, J-Lo dropped this before and after pic with the caption. Left the dad bod in 2020. I've been consistent with my workouts and finally put down the chips.
Nice.
I like that second picture, though, Heidi. That's that picture that's saying, J-Lo, this is what you're missing. Come on back, baby.
Yeah, that first picture with that bulge. J-Lo, this is what you're missing.
Yeah, both pictures tell J-Lo what she's missing.
In a very different way.
So next up is someone else who's lost weight recently. It's Rebel Wilson. the Pitch Perfect star and Pooch Perfect host. She is showing off her Peach Perfect. Okay, so on her Instagram, Rebel shared these cheeky little shapewear pics with the caption, "She's glamorous on set today." So, is this a thirst trap, y'all?
It is, but she's earned it. Yes. It is well-deserved.
Yeah. I give it to Rebel because she's wearing these shapewear. Shapewear, I'm wearing one now, and I can't breathe. I'm literally dead this show right now.
Very shallow breaths.
Yes. You can only take little bitty breaths, Frank, because it's so tight. I've broken 3 nails trying to put it on.
Wow.
Trying to get this off, guys. This is going to be hard. Now, she look good, but if you're trying to get some from Rebel, you ain't going to get that shapewear off. That's it.
I'll get it off with scissors, damn it. I'll take it off. I'll get it off. Where's the scissors?
You're Rebel. You got to perform a heist.
With your teeth.
With my teeth? I don't know. My teeth are pretty strong. I don't know.
All right, Adam Sandler is now going to forever be linked with IHOP, and it's not because he's the new spokesman or anything. I guess he went viral in a TikTok video posted by an IHOP employee. Now, he didn't go crazy. You know, he had a mask on, perfectly polite, and she shared the video of herself talking to the actor in the restaurant and captioned it, not realizing it's Adam Sandler and telling him it's a 30-minute wait and him, of course, leaving because he's not going to wait 30 minutes.
At IHOP.
Next to the video, which has gotten over 2 million likes, she said, "Please come back." Oh. So, Sherry, which is worse, not being able to be recognized or having to wait 30 minutes at IHOP?
I wait 30 minutes at IHOP every Sunday. That's not a big deal. But not being recognized, Frank, is so hard because when you're a celebrity, you get perks from being recognized. Had they known it was Adam, they would have sat him right away.
I have a question. This is what kind of bothers me with this story. What this girl is saying is, if it's a regular person, she goes, "Oh, hi, sorry, it's going to be about a half an hour wait." But if she had known that it was a celebrity, he could have gotten seated right away, which tells me, bitch, you got a table.
There's always a table.
There's always, they keep a celebrity table free.
There is always a table.
Damn.
You got to wait 30 minutes.
I don't mind waiting. I'll wait. I don't mind waiting 30 minutes.
You want them damn Rudy Tooty pancakes, fresh and fruity? Yeah. You gonna wait.
Up next, did someone try to give LeBron James an offer he couldn't refuse? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So apparently the late James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano, once attempted to make LeBron James an offer he couldn't refuse, and, well, he refused it. Back in 2010, when LeBron was the hottest free agent in the NBA, James and Edie Falco reprised their roles as Tony and Carmelo Soprano for a short film created just to woo LeBron James over to the Knicks.
Wow.
And get this. Even though the film has never been seen by the public, it included New York A-listers like Spike Lee, Robert De Niro, and even Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
Now, obviously, that wasn't enough because, you know, the story goes, King James ultimately took his talents down to South Beach. But what a play.
Yo, I would give anything to see this video. Please upload this to YouTube or something, please.
But what do y'all think could have lured LeBron maybe to the Atlanta Hawks or something like that?
HK, do you know what would lure LeBron down to Atlanta? Portia, stand up in that dress you're wearing.
My peach.
Show them peaches.
I know, honey. But the best thing that could have led him down here, I mean, instead of him going to those strip clubs like all these other celebrities go to, we got good drag shows, honey, on Tuesday nights. He and his wife, Savannah, can go to a nice drag show and have a good time in something wholesome and pure.
Only if you perform, Gary. Only if you perform.
Oh, thank you, Portia. <Paul. laughs>
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.